Oh my God.
Log Talk Radio.
All right. Well, welcome to Diva of Duels Blog Talk Radio chat featuring Lauren Coslow and Ian Buchanan of Days of Our Lives. We've already started the party. Both of these wonderful actors are much beloved daytime favorites, and in addition to other venues, Lauren has appeared as Kate Roberts, Samira, and some other surnames along the way. Hopefully McAllister someday soon, since 1996, and previously starred on Y&R and Bold and Beautiful. Ian Buchanan's also, he's joined the cast of Days of Our Lives this year as Ian McAllister. I'd like to describe him as a villain with a soft spot for Kate. Isn't that soapy of me?
That's only as of today, I guess.
After today.
Not so soft a spot. You have to be pretty clear about that.
That is important.
Ian was also on General Hospital, Bold and the Beautiful, and All My Children. But enough about that, because we care about Days of Our Lives right now.
That's right.
No.
Go, Dave. Yes.
And I assume you're drinking a dirty Chiantini right now. Is that right, Ian?
You know what? I had one. I had one because I like, when it gets to 6 o'clock, then it's kind of like my ritual. Unless I'm still, like, in Burbank, but...
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
And for those of you listening in, if you want to call and speak with Lauren and Ian, please go ahead and call on 914-338-1239 to be placed in the queue, or tortured or something. I don't know what happens when you get placed in the queue, but it's fun, probably. No,
they get handed a Chiantini.
There you go. And exactly. We promise it'll be fun. But anyway, we're just really excited to have you guys here today. And it sounds like Lauren hasn't seen the episode yet, but Ian has.
We've had quite a spicy
few days with Kate and Ian. We might as well just jump right in with that. Ian, you said that you watched it earlier today.
I did. I actually, I went to the gym, and I was on the elliptical glider, which is, you know, kind of what I do. And there was a lady on the elliptical glider next to me, and I was just watching, I think, the second scene where we were, in bed,
yeah.
Wrapped up.
Yeah.
And the lady next to me fell off her elliptical glider and actually, like, banged into my elliptical glider. So everything, like, moved. And I kind of, I wasn't quite sure. I had no idea what happened because I had my headset on. But it was kind of a shock. I thought, oh, my God, this is moving everything. Everything is moving. And it was very surprising. That's how I watched the show, with 200 other people, which is the way I sort of prefer to see myself in bed.
Do you think she was really moved by what she was seeing?
She wasn't watching. She literally fell off. She literally just happened to fall off the glider when I was enjoying myself and Lauren.
That was a way better story. You need to do the writer's embellishment thing where it says she was so blown away by the scene.
She was, she was so carried away by what she was seeing.
She was secretly watching. Come on.
Yes.
She might have been. I don't know. I think she might have been seriously hurt, but I was so wrapped up in just watching myself. I really didn't know that.
Okay, I have to give it. I mean, I did see the rough cut of the scenes we did, because I tape it when we do it. So I am familiar with the episode. I just haven't seen the finished product, so to speak.
Okay.
I really enjoyed the afterglow, but we didn't. I really enjoyed the afterglow, but we didn't really get to see the actual, you know, act itself.
No
love making between them. No,
we're both very subtle, you see. So it was all like, it was actually going on with very little.
We have to use our imaginations, I guess.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, did we still have this? Did we have the going down backwards on the bed? Was that still?
No.
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 They cut the femur open with just like showing your head and my legs. They cut that. I don't know why.
I mean, come on.
We did that so well.
I know. We practiced it, and I don't know.
That was my back hurt. And that was so perfect the way you did that. I mean, it was just like slowly falling back.
I have the outtakes.
That's all I'm saying. I have the outtakes. But go ahead.
Ooh. Hey, I think you need to post those on YouTube, Lauren.
Thanks.
We need to the fans demand to get to see those scenes. I mean, your back was hurting so bad that day, and Ian was so sweet.
We deserved
to see those scenes.
We still went for
it. You know?
It was a perfection, so I don't
know. Yeah, we did.
We'll see.
Well, it was a lot of fun. I mean, we really enjoyed what we did see, and I love the soapy. They even threw in the soapy music during it, which is always a fun sign when you know that. They're taking this seriously. Like, this is really soapy drama here, you know? It was great. I loved it. In other words, you didn't get the cheesy, like, I won't say, the in-house stuff that they come up with sometimes that's, like, really not, I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, I shouldn't bash that music, but you didn't
which was
good. That was a good sign to me. It was, like, the regular soapy music that, you know, you just kind of go, this is really... hot, sexy, and poignant at the same time, not like, you know, some of the things that they... Anyway, I know I enjoyed it. I'm blushing right now, actually. But Ian actually made me blush. I didn't think that was possible, but he did. So we alluded to this, but, yeah, you had a little accident with your pit bull mastiff. And ended up hurting your back pretty bad, and then, boom, these scenes. You have to go into work and do these scenes.
Well,
I commend you.
And normally I would never mention something like that because, I mean, it is like, I hate to say this, but it is kind of like a typical excuse you hear when someone doesn't want to do something. Oh, I hurt my back. So I really didn't want to say it, but it really was true. And it had just happened. You know, my 100-pound pit bull ran into the back of my leg. I had gone flying. I mean, I totally messed up my back. But it's like I really wanted these scenes to work. So, it was something we had to work out.
Well, we did. We had to work it out. But, I mean, we weren't getting out of there until we'd done it.
True.
I mean, they weren't going to let us go home until
we did it. That's true. Unless we did it. That's true.
Yeah.
We had to do it.
You're right. Her more than her hurt you, Ian, I'm sure.
It what?
Did it hurt her more than it hurt you?
No. You know, I'm kind of like, yes. Yes, I didn't get hurt. Like I did not get hurt in the process.
No men were hurt in the making of those scenes.
No men were hurt in the making of it. Although we've yet to see, I guess it's in the cards that one man is going to get very seriously hurt in the process. So we'll see.
Apparently there's a flashback tomorrow that Kate has where they actually do show, I haven't seen it yet, but I heard right before we came on that it actually does show the flashback of her, of a scene we didn't see today, but it's there tomorrow. So maybe we are actually going to see
that would be a good idea.
Are the laying down on the bed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now again, I haven't seen it.
The cursing laying down on the bed. Yeah.
Because it's really, from what I thought,
that's
it looks
what
great.
I was
that would be a
for.
Good idea. I hope they do that because mm-hmm. that would be.
They do. Yeah. I saw it.
Oh,
you
did. That's good. Oh, so
yeah,
we do get to
awesome.
See it.
Okay. Okay. See, that makes sense. Then they save that.
She has
well,
flashes.
What was that, Sherry?
There are flash. She has flashes. Flashback of like falling back on the bed and.
See, it must have been good that that's what she's flashing on. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
I like
well,
it.
It's not good. I mean, it's not good if you have flashbacks during sex, though, because that's kind of a little rude.
This is after.
Okay.
The next day, it's okay.
Yeah, the next
okay,
day.
Okay.
The next
day. She's thinking about it again.
She's
this
thinking
is a good
about
thing.
It. No, but I think you're right what you were saying before. It is wonderful soapy stuff. I mean, it definitely
it is.
It was really full. And even though you know they're... they're falling into this, and maybe they're making this huge mistake, maybe they're not. I mean, I think it's kind of really delicious storytelling.
You need conflict, like you said, to make it dramatic.
Thank you.
I think it's a great storyline for Kate.
You need conflict, and you need people to kind of, I think what
right.
is really sort of like, kind of works is when people lose their minds a little bit and they make huge mistakes, and that's what makes it all delicious.
Makes it human. And I think, and I know, I just like to gently remind people, if everyone is paired off and perfectly happy, then really nothing is going to be happening.
Exactly. We have nothing to talk about.
Nothing to do, and that really doesn't, then then it goes off the air.
Exactly.
We don't want that to happen.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
We want to be able to it up.
Well, we don't want it to go off the air while you and I are, like, in bed, which would just...
No, that would be...
I'd take that kind of personally.
And then what happens,
so
you're just left there, right? I mean,
exactly.
that's where you are.
Yeah.
You don't want this to be on Wikipedia, Ian? You were so bad at this that they canceled
the show. Talk about performance
anxiety.
It would be just, like, hideous.
Now, Sherry, were you talking about, is that tomorrow's show then?
There's a... and Kate comes downstairs at the mansion.
Oh, I love
and
that. Yeah.
There's like a mirror and not a dresser, but something in that foyer.
Oh,
and
she's standing there
and she flashes back. It's like in black and white.
Oh, that's when you come in, so
storming in.
The door, you have that
lover. Storming in, and I say, let me in, I'm your lover.
Yes. I loved that, Ian. It was really good. Very dramatic.
You were looking in the demirrer.
In the demirrer.
Demirrer.
The demirrer in the dimension.
The demirrer.
Yeah.
Yes, and you come sweeping in, and then I slightly swoon over you. That's true. It was very
good. I have a burning question. So when did the gloves come off? That's just a general question. That could be specific to this one.
Or did she keep them on?
Well, they were off the neck.
Ian made her
afterwards.
Keep them on.
I did still have the necklace on. I made that choice. I wasn't sure if that was the right one. I think maybe perhaps the glove should have been still on looking back at it.
Your snake ring.
There we go.
The gloves went back on very quickly, too, though. That's what I noticed today after I'd been knocked off my elliptical glider. I noticed that your gloves, like, reappeared very quickly.
Well, I hate to bring this up, but, you know, she had been a lady of the night at one time, so I imagine she's very...
Very quick.
Yes, very
quick. Getting out of there, like,
you know,
yeah, like getting the cash and getting out of there very quickly.
Yeah, I know. Not that. I mean, this is way in the past, though, so don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I
really
will.
That's over. Don't even think. That'll worry you.
Exactly. We don't want to talk about that dark period.
We know. That was long ago. But I'm just saying, it comes in helpful when you're getting your clothes back on. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Oh, man. Well, I loved how it was clear that Ian really does love her, and when Kate said that she would have waited for him if she had known, you know, and then what's really cool is at the end where when she's leaving, it's kind of like the gift of the Magi where it's like, you know, before he wanted her but couldn't have her, and in order to save her, he had to completely cut ties. And now she's kind of having to do the same thing because she realizes that Stefano's going to come after him.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
I think that is a really cool way for the story to go.
I'm not afraid.
Good. Well, I was glad that Ian wasn't. He didn't seem intimidated. For a minute there, I saw him pause. But then, he thought about it. No, I can take this. I can deal with this. And I don't know, it was nice to have him be strong for Kate and be like, you know, I'll protect you. So I don't know. I love that. And I don't know, there's definitely
Stefano needs a good adversary though, don't you think? It's time for Stefano.
Yeah.
Somebody to go up against him.
He's been coasting
Ian
a little bit too much, don't you think? Stefano's been coasting. He needs a challenge. I mean, You know, right. He needs a rival. Come on.
And he obviously must, because why did he do that? I mean, what are your thoughts on that with this whole test? I mean, what was that about, setting up this test?
Yeah, where did that come from? I didn't understand that.
So maybe he really feels like he's coasting and needs to set something up. I mean, I don't know.
And why is he testing
cake? Like that, you have to be careful because you might not like the answer, which is another thing I do.
Exactly.
You got to be careful. Kind of down the line, she will say that to him. It's like, why did you do that? You know what was going to happen. What could happen? You know who I am. He does know who she is.
Right.
She knows who he is. So it'd be, why are you going there? And, you know, it's kind of interesting the way they set this up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To me, it was just kind of, it's just mean, really. I mean, it's like, I guess, I don't know if they cover this in the story or not, but... But did he, I mean, did his all-knowing, all-seeing cameras at the Wharton Town Square catch them kissing when they first ran into each other?
No,
I mean,
but there are no, like, all-seeing, like, all-telling cameras at the DiMera Mansion, which is, like, puzzled me at the same time.
Exactly.
He's so busy, like, covering everything else with cameras, but, like, not his own home, so...
But it's kind of intriguing, you know, and Ian and I have talked about that. I mean, what is... It opens up so many questions. I mean, does Stefano know this Ian? I mean, is this part of the past? I mean, there's so many possibilities here. And, you know, it's kind of mind-blowing, really.
Yeah, I don't know, but I still kind of wonder whether he kind of was instrumental in bringing Ian, I love saying my own name like that, bringing Ian to Salem in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
like there's a bigger picture here.
There is a bigger picture. You know, how complicated is this? And so we don't know where all of this is really leading. And who set what up? I mean, did Stefano set all this up? Or did someone else set? Or did Ian set all of it? I mean, you just don't know. And I think that's what's so intriguing about this story.
Right. I mean, we still don't know what Stefano's big secret is that he was crying before he left Salem. I mean, personally, it ticked me off that he left Salem. I mean, you got a wife like Kate, and you're going to leave a little note on the chessboard? I mean, come on, guys. That's like asking for trouble right there. I don't know.
It wasn't good form.
No, it really was. It was very impolite at best.
It's so true. Well, and it's
so,
more...
You know,
well, we showed him.
That's true. Really true. And some little tidbits, which I don't want to give away, are going to come out about their past, which was kind of nice for us as actors when we read about that. Ian, do you remember, like, when we had that little scene with my son? It was just kind of interesting stuff. So they definitely...
Absolutely. Well, that's the thing that I actually like is the discovery, which I love all that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you know, like as things unfold, but also the discovery, when you discover stuff, it's like so great. I love that. It makes it very rich and very, I mean, you can actually, that was like, like the thing with Lucas, you can almost like see the pictures. You can see the, you know, the black and white like snapshots taken off.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly how
it is. So nice. You go like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. I like that, because that actually changed for me my idea of what their past was. Where we got
exactly,
to
totally,
it was
totally.
Like, oh, now I understand a bit better. Yeah.
That's good. So we need to be patient, it sounds like, and really enjoy the story. I think people are getting the whole, they're definitely getting the angst and the drama that's what this genre is about, you know? I mean,
I agree. Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, and I mean this in a very good way. You know, they used to play old Ryan's Hope episodes on SoapNet, and they don't anymore. But you know, it kind of took me back. I didn't even watch that show back when it was first on. But the scenes today, like where they're in bed and they're, you know, touching each other, and the music is going, and it wasn't cheesy music. It was just that good soap music.
Yeah.
It made me flash back to some of those classic
scenes.
And you know that they're being set up. You know that this is going to be a train wreck at some point.
Of course, that's the whole like wonderful escape. I think just the escape, not just the characters escaping, but the audience get to escape with the characters, and you get to kind of just like like exist in that wonderful kind of great like dream world just for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the characters both leave the realities of their life and escape, and these great moments of whether it's like great sex or just like, you know, your soulmate or being with somebody who just, you know, takes away your pain just for like,
yeah,
for however long. And that's, I think, the great appeal of a great classic soap story. Great classic soap moment is just that kind of like total escape. It's like nothing else in the world. So
yeah. Well, that's well put. Definitely.
Well, we have some callers here, so let's bring a caller on.
Okay.
Just a moment. We have Sabine.
Aww.
Sabine?
It's
Hi,
Sabina.
Sabine. Are you there? Sabina, I'm sorry. Sabina.
Sabina. Don't get it wrong.
I was reading your name instead of thinking about it. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the problem.
An A on the end. You're on with Lauren and Ian.
Hello,
Hi,
hello
Lauren.
Sabina.
Hi, Ian.
Hi.
It's so good to talk to you guys again.
Thank you for calling in.
I've been dying to tell you my thoughts about all of the scenes from today, and oh, I am absolutely blown away. I'm enjoying it immensely, and I've always been really, really, I want to say one of the most loyal Days fans, and I definitely get the whole, you know, you've got to let things play out and wait and see what happens, not just automatically say, oh, wait, I don't want this to happen. I want this to happen.
Yes.
And I just sit back and enjoy the show, basically.
Yes.
So, but I kind of think Stefano, what he was saying, he set up. I'm thinking in my head that he wanted Kate to go and do something to Marlena to, you know, get her out of the way. That's what that's where my head was going with his whole setting certain things in motion and giving her the pictures and the information about him, you know, watching her and stuff. That's where I was thinking that could end up going, but I don't know. It's anyone's thoughts there.
That's interesting. So you're saying in a way that he wasn't testing her fidelity, it was more that he was hoping that she would take care of some business for him in terms of...
That's interesting.
It is interesting. I think
I think she definitely took care of some business, but...
Maybe not the kind that he understands.
That's not his business.
I mean, I would rather think that Stefano was something like that. But unfortunately, I think if that's what he wanted to accomplish, he would have asked her to do that. Because they certainly are partners in crime. You know, he would have had a more direct way of dealing with that. I mean, it seems to me that he wanted her to believe that he was once again obsessed with Marlena.
Mm-hmm.
So even if he wanted her to, for lack of a better word, like take Marlena out, he would be setting her up. Yeah, he was still setting her up.
Still,
so he wasn't being truthful with her. Yeah.
Take a ride.
Interesting theory, though. See, I love that, and I think it's great. It's kind of wonderful that you can come up with all different ideas about what people's motivations are. That definitely makes the story, I think, more interesting for everyone.
Gives it much more dimension too, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I must say, I really thoroughly enjoyed Stefano's reaction and the look on his face and his crushing the glass. I was like, that kind of scared me. That made me jump. I was like, whoa, that's Stefano, all right. He's coming back.
I can't wait to see that. I heard that was pretty scary, and I got a lot of tweets about that one. Like, you gotta watch out.
Oh, my goodness, Lauren. It was so scary. I was like,
really?
That is definitely the Stefano I remember from back in the day. And he did a great job.
Oh,
facial
great.
Expressions and everything.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it must have been.
He was pretty scary, but he didn't scare me.
Oh,
that's
good.
Ian.
But yeah, what they were saying about Stefano having an adversary in Ian, and oh man, that's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see scenes between Stefano and Ian. I'm really enjoying this a lot, and I really enjoy getting to talk to you guys and kind of throw theories around. It's fun, and I thank you both for you giving us some of your time as well on Twitter and on these chats. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sabina. I appreciate that.
And thank you for being so supportive of the show and the actors, because you are, and we really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I'm definitely I'm actually waiting on Patrick. He's supposed to be doing some sort of concert from his living room thing, and I think he's not figured it out. So that's why he hasn't done anything yet.
I read that too.
he told me, he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm like, okay, let's see. We'll have to wait and see. It'll be interesting.
Hello?
Hello?
Are they there?
Sabina?
Hello?
Sabina, you're still there, Sabina, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes
we'll let
talk
us know how you work that out.
Oh, so it's Patrick's performance tonight?
Yes.
Oh, it should be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I saw him ask if somebody had drums or something. Like, what was that about?
What was what?
Patrick asked if anybody had drums.
Oh, they asked him if he played the drums, and
he
doesn't.
Oh, they asked him if he played the drums. I see.
Yeah, I guess he can play the guitar, but he plays the guitar and he sings. He's a very good singer, so. He's supposed to be. He's working on his solo album too.
Well, he does. He needs to give a mini concert from his living room.
Wow.
That's weird.
Hello. It sounded like it dropped it. I'm sorry, on my end. Sometimes Blog Talk drops calls.
I said, did we lose Sabine? Sabina?
Hello,
I think I'm here still, but I
okay,
keep
there you are.
This weird echo thing, and I don't know what...
There is an echo. Sorry
yeah,
about
sometimes
that.
Yeah. There's... Yeah, sometimes things, sometimes things don't work technically right.
Technical difficulties.
All right, okay, so did you have another question, Sabina, or another question?
No,
or
I don't.
Comment?
I can't think of any questions at the moment. I'm really enjoying everything, and I thank you again.
Well, thank you, Sabina.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for
thanks, Sabina.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I'll see you guys on Twitter.
Bye.
Good old Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Sometimes Blog Talk will drop a call accidentally and stuff, or not accidentally, just randomly. And so I'm like, oh no, did we drop her? Let's see. Okay, and let's take another caller. Let's see, Sarah. Let's see. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, you're on with Ian and Lauren.
Hello.
Hello. Did you have a question?
I have a question, exactly. I just wanted to say that I'm really, really liking your scenes together.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah.
And
how long have you been watching the show?
Since 97.
Wow.
Off and on.
Okay. Great. Very cool.
I watch all the soaps now.
Well, that's good. That's important.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but also that's not hard to do.
That's true. There's not that many left.
It's like that's
the
I think that's one of the benefits now. It's like, there's four shows. You can watch them all. It's great.
It is. It's absolutely.
Yep.
It's important.
Well, it gets interesting because I also watch telenovelas. So there's
I love the telenovelas. I love those.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Well,
thanks for calling.
Thanks for watching.
Oh,
bye. Bye, Sarah. Thanks for supporting the show. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Apologize again. There's a little bit of a technical difficulty going on here, but I think the next caller is from Dallas. I'm not 100% sure, but we're going to put them on in just a second.
Is that me?
Hello. Hi. Who's this? Hello.
This is Megan.
Okay, I thought it was you, Meg. Okay, I thought it was it looked like a Dallas area code. Hi, Meg. You're on with Lauren and Ian.
Hi, Meg.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Marie's on the line with me. She wants to say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Marie.
Hey, now, Meg and Marie went to see Titanic 3D.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Did they still sink?
It was super good. We were like, oh, my God, we feel like we're in the water.
Oh, Lord.
Really?
I was surprised. Sank.
But did Jack, you weren't able to save him, though. Did he die again? Because I don't think I could
save
him.
No,
oh, my God.
Saved him. Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
He saved him. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we left right before he fell in the water. We could say he never died.
I always thought Rose really should have moved over on that plank because she really couldn't have
saved
him, have floated to safety. I mean, it didn't.
You know what?
Saying.
Did you ever notice she says, I'll never let go, Jack, and then she lets him go and...
Yeah, she's like, I'll never let you go, and then, yeah.
I know.
Like,
I've been bothered. I know. I didn't like that.
I mean, that's back to, like, our conversation about soap operas. That's what makes great drama.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You're
right.
People are not telling the truth.
Damn it, you got me. It's so true.
Yeah. I'll never let you go as I let you go.
Oh, no.
How was that for you? It was really great for me. Well, it was okay.
That was so true. It's painful. But see, that's why we still talk about these things. Because they
exactly.
It's home. I know.
Oh, it was so good. We, like, stayed till the end of the credits, and we were, like, singing our hearts and lungs out for the heart. Our heart will go on.
Wow. But what about Kate Winslet, like, said every time she hears that song now, she actually physically wants to vomit.
I know, I read that.
Everywhere she goes,
article.
She walks into, like, a bar, and if there's a pianist, he starts playing it, or she walks in anywhere, and they, like, put on Celine Dion singing the song, and she, like, says she physically wants to be...
Oh, no.
I was, like, laughing. That was so funny. I was like, aw. I'm sure she's heard it, like, 10,000 times.
Yeah, I know, but still, she's got a huge house because of it, so thank you.
That's
like,
true,
you just,
that's
like,
true. Have to be grateful.
Oh. Yeah, she's so gorgeous. Okay, I do have a question.
Okay.
I was just going to ask, what do you think the first thing that was, like, Ian attracted you or vice versa? What was the first thing that attracted to you about Ian / Kate or whatever?
We didn't get any backstory.
I know.
Okay, well, I think it was quite a while ago, though, so it's not like it wasn't just...
That would be, you know, see, it's hard. We're at a disadvantage here because the characters aren't meeting for the first time. I mean, it's something that, like, Ian and I discuss a lot because it's there's such a huge backstory there, and we don't really know it. We know
I know, that's, like, what we're waiting for, yeah.
So we're
it's
kind of
hard to, like, really love them. I mean, it's all right, but if, you know, I'm... into it because it just happened so quick, and we're just supposed to believe y'all were in love and you know, the long, but you know what, now timeline, weren't you with Roman at this time?
I'm you're cutting out a little bit. I'm just telling, I'm losing you a little bit, but
I'm hearing it's cutting out too.
It's cutting a little bit, but I think I got the gist of the question. Is that timeline, we have to, it's a little iffy. So I know the questions, I mean, because we all have, like, similar questions about it, but so I just have to kind of think that it's of a general backstory. I'm not sure where exactly this is, and I think, it, you know, as it continues, maybe we'll find out more, and there'll be more specific.
Yeah, I hope so.
About it.
Yeah, I think so too, because I think it would be very, I think it would be, like, very rich and probably very, very colorful, knowing both the characters. I think it probably, I think it would be kind of very interesting. I hope they explore that. I'd love that.
I mean, I hope they do, too, because there really are so many possibilities to it. I mean, I was just excited that we were going in this direction. So I'm like, yes. Okay.
Yeah, and now we're getting ready. Like, we want more. What happened to
them? Oh, wait a minute. I missed that.
Oh, cut. Forget it.
Okay, I'm sorry. My phone is cutting in and out. But I guess I just want to say that I understand that frustration about, you know, what happened, when did it happen, and all of that. But we feel that way a little bit too. But the thing is that we want to create, at least right with what we have right now, a relationship that you will start to believe in. You know, so.
Hey, Lauren, how do you feel, okay, the new writers, have y'all had, like, do y'all have, a meeting where y'all sit down, you know, and they introduce y'all to the new writers and say, this is, we're going in this direction now?
No.
Lauren?
Lauren, that's on you, honey.
I don't know any more than we do, huh?
I defer to you, Ian. No. But
I didn't feel that was coming.
Let me just say, we are on hiatus this past week, and we go back to work. This is the first day back in the studio, and maybe that happened today. I mean, I don't know.
You mean it may have happened without us?
Are you afraid? Maybe, I mean, because I am. They've done all this. They bought, you know, Ian Buchanan in. They, you know, got this love story going on with Kay, and now these new writers come in. I'm afraid they're going to change again.
I know what you're saying. I mean, you always have that concern. I mean, I know what you're saying, and actors always have that concern about where is this story going to go? Is it going to continue? I mean, we always have that, and, you know, I'm just speaking for myself, but, I mean, it is kind of the nature of our business that...
Right. Well, it's also the nature of life.
Yeah, that's true. It's life. And
so you just go with the flow, huh?
You know, you do have to. I mean, I've come to that place, you know, in my career, in my life, that I feel like you have to do that to stay sane with it. I mean, I absolutely hope they continue with it. I mean, I'm
well.
Really
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I do too. But also, it's if something works, then you continue with it.
That's true. There you go.
So, yeah. That's what one hopes. That's certainly what I hope. I mean, it's...
Well, with you two, it'd be hard for it to not work.
Exactly. That's my feeling.
Who is Madison?
I'm sorry?
Who are you? Is she really ex-wife?
She's still wife, yeah.
She's still... Why would you want to divorce her?
Why would I want to? Why don't I?
I wouldn't. Why haven't you already?
I don't know. That's a whole other story thing that I think is kind of like pretty, which is pretty interesting and pretty, I don't know. I think there's got to be some huge, like, dirty secret there.
Ooh.
I like
that word.
That sounds creepy.
Something happened to somebody, and I don't know. I mean, that's kind of what I always like, kind of imagine and sort of play, like for myself. Like maybe Ian helped her take care of something that was like a huge, issue, and there was a cover up. I don't know.
Because you are. Character, and it's kind of hard to like you when, you know, you're all of slept with Kate, but you won't leave Madison, and it just makes you're acting like a jerk, you know?
You don't have to like me. You just have to watch me.
I don't like you yet. I'm sure I will.
Hey, I downloaded all Rascal Flatts CD for you, so if you want that, you can have it. Yeah, I can do your CD. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Okay, good night.
Good
night. Oh, no, hold on.
What are you talking about?
Anyway. What are we doing? We're selling Rascal Flatts CDs?
Oh, sorry, no, that was wrong. I was talking to my mom. Okay, one last question.
Oh, my God.
Last question. When is the jewelry going to show up? I know you said this month, but I just want to be looking for it.
Oh, I hope so. I mean, I have to look. You know, what's so hard about that is that we...
I know. It's hard to know the days, yeah.
It is, because we're so far ahead. You have to remember we're like 3 months ahead, and like I totally lose track.
Well, I thought I saw like a snake ring today, but I wasn't
sure
if that was mine or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did. Yes, you did. So.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yay!
Absolutely.
Thanks.
It's cool. I think it worked so well for the scene, actually.
It did. It was
great. Oh, yeah.
It
did. It went so well. I love it.
Hey,
thank you so much.
Is Kate afraid at all of Stefano?
Oh, yeah.
Is she afraid of him?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so.
She's like with Ian. I mean, is she afraid? Like, is she going to be afraid?
You better be.
I mean, I don't think she's afraid of him. I don't think that's the right word, because I feel she definitely feels that they're equal. She knows what he's capable of. But the thing is, she's also aware that he knows what she's capable of. And I think that's something that people forget about. They're very similar in that way. I think there might be some regret in terms of what she may have destroyed. Did she? And, you know, she set that all up, and now of her existence and the kind of power she has now. And there's a position, you know, and she does have a love for him, too, and that she may have destroyed all that. I think that's a great concern to her. I wouldn't call it fear, though.
Okay.
I mean,
but don't you think that, like, Stefano should have been, like, rushing back after he heard the news, you know?
You'll see what's going to happen. I mean, it does.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is going to come down now. This next few episodes.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, a lot's going to come down. All right. It's pretty good. It's some good.
Well, it'll be good to watch. It'll be good.
It is. Yeah, but no, whether she is tough with this, I think so. Yes. She chooses to defer to him at times. And she chooses. But
she still has to stay with him because he's got all that evidence that's going to send her to jail.
Well, I mean, it's kind of interesting. I mean, that's a point that might have gotten lost somewhere, because that's true. I mean, and I don't know if at some point he destroyed all of that, because you are going to find it. Because, I mean, originally that is how that relationship started, this marriage started. She was blackmailed into it. She had to do it. Now, she turned it into something golden for herself, but you'll see these scenes coming up, what becomes of this.
And Kate is... I just don't think that... I cannot believe how vulnerable she was with Ian, and not with Marlene.
I know. It's true. I mean,
everybody's just taking advantage of poor Kate.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and you have to remember, when you're given certain, you know, when you're given your material, you'd have to have a way to, you know, to interpret it. I mean, and I didn't feel, I mean, the whole thing with Marlena, I just think it touched. It wasn't necessarily even about Marlena, but it's more about a certain insecurity Kate does have. And just because she's a badass doesn't mean that she doesn't have insecurities about various things. I mean, everyone does. That's what makes her human. I mean, she's flawed. She has lots of flaws, and she's always dealing with them. And he hit a nerve for her in terms of trust, that she had really given trust over to him, and then suddenly she finds out that she shouldn't have done that, you know.
Uh-huh.
That is always her fear. She always builds. She doesn't trust easily or well.
I know she doesn't make a mistake. Right. You know, when she gets real, you know, she does something to make it, to make the pain go away all the time, Kate does. And it usually gets her in trouble.
Yes,
that's
a good way of putting it. I think you're right, and I think that's a very human thing. I mean, as human beings, we do that sometimes. We just want the
human
pain to go away. Yeah.
And that's how you is a person. She's not an evil bitch. She's, you know, she does have feelings.
Yeah. It's
and
kind
you know,
of interesting
John
how people react like that, though. It's like, the, you know, that isn't, that's not what people do. They do. They have all different feelings. And just because, yeah, she may be tough and she may be a bitch, but she does have these other feelings, too. And that's what makes her a multidimensional character. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be cool to see how it plays out.
Yeah, stay tuned.
I can't wait. Cliffhangers are going to be happening June. I'm just saying, before the Olympic break, and I just can't wait.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot.
Hey, are y'all doing Jones thing? Are you involved with that story at all, just because that's Stefano's daughter?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part.
With Lexi leaving the show, are you involved with that story because that was Stefano's daughter and his only daughter, and he's real close to her?
Yes, it's actually kind of pivotal. There's a pivotal story point, mm-hmm. plot point that comes
Ooh.
Up involving Stefano and Lexi and Kate and Ian, Ooh. Really. Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, good.
All
I can't wait. All right,
it's really good.
Enough of your time, so.
Oh,
well,
no, that
calling.
Would be your ass.
Thank you for calling.
For up
thank
with
you.
Us.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Meg. Bye, Marie.
Oh, wow,
thanks for calling.
Sexy.
Bye.
I saw something because I saw some tweets about this, and I understand where they're coming from. But where you know Kate makes the comment that she's tired of being in Marlena's shadow, and of course none of us Kate fans feel like she's ever in Marlena's shadow. But in a way, and we don't think of it that way. But I, you know, Kate has feelings. She has vulnerabilities. And I got to thinking about it, and back 3-4 years ago when Stefano out of the blue called her to the mansion and proposed to her back then, and we all thought, what's going on? Even then she was like, wait, isn't Marlena your queen of the night? You know, so in a way, even though it bugged me, in a way, that was showing her vulnerability. You know, she is human, and she does have, even though we look at it and say, hey, he's, you know, Kate, you know what? But I liked the way. Even though at first I didn't like it, but then I thought about it and I thought, you know, actually that was a good shout out to history and it was consistent. It has been something that's come up many times before over the years. So I'm kind of glad they used that in that scene.
You know, I agree with you. And I actually, when I read it, I felt the same way. Like, no.
I roll.
You know, I get protective of my character too. But you are right. It was correct because it is the history of what has gone on. Even if you go all the way back to the Jade days of John and Kate, and you know that whole thing. I mean, they're engaged to be married, and all of this was you know going beautifully. And then who comes back into town? You know, so it definitely is something that has kind of haunted her. And I think that's a wonderful observation when she was like summoned to the Demira mansion. I want to marry you now. And yet, you're right. He'd been obsessing over Marlena. And it's like, what? Because you can't have her, or you're going to marry me. So, of course, that would I mean, of course, it would be something that would affect her to a degree. And I think it's actually wonderful that she would just express it. So, yeah, I went with it. Are we happy that she has that feeling? No.
No.
It's real.
Exactly.
It's what she does with it, too. You know, it's not something that would make her crumble or make her, you know. It almost makes her stronger. It almost makes her stronger when she acknowledges things. Not almost. It does.
Yes. So, I agree. So, I just wanted to get that out there.
Thank you.
I know. You know.
Great
observation. And Ian, wanted to ask you how you feel about coming into the show and suddenly having people be like, is he so-and-so's father? Is he so-and-so's father? Is he so I mean, do you feel honored that everyone thinks that you have the, you know, we often joke that EJ has the magic Demira sperm, you know, as a step.
Oh,
I was like, I know this is baiting. This is a bit of a
I guess I'm baiting you a little bit.
Yes, you are.
Is it possible that Anne might have a... Yeah, there you go. Hey, Cass is sperm and suddenly Marianne's like... We're right there. We like that Demira, whatever. Anyway.
He loved the Demiras.
So Ian has to be one. So is there a chance that Ian could have been fathering children offset?
Oh, my God.
I think, yeah, there is a good chance.
Okay.
There is a good chance. I think there is, like, a very good chance. I'm not... I don't know for certain, and of course with recent changes, who knows, like the little information that I had, there's a possibility, yeah, that he may have...
Okay.
I hope there's more of a connection between Kate and Ian than just what we know now.
There may be,
a little bit more.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think they're...
Or other women in the past, we don't know, right?
How intriguing is that?
Yeah. Well, see, we're used to having Kate find surprise children, but now you know that this is the Salem way. You come into town, and suddenly, you know, you.
Yeah, she's not
like
a Stefano anymore.
Well, we hear there's something with this cane or this walking stick, as we like to. That there's something significant about that coming up, so that should be interesting.
The infamous walking stick. But I think I may have forgotten to carry it like recently, so I'm not quite sure.
That's okay. One of Kate's sons lost a leg in the war, and he sometimes was told he didn't have to worry about limping.
Sometimes he limps, sometimes he doesn't.
Oh, really? That's the wonderful thing about the healing properties of daytime, you see.
He was a really amazing, you know, character. He could regenerate limbs at the turn of a page. It was fascinating.
I love my Philip.
We love him, though. I missed him.
We'd love him to come back.
Who was that?
Jay Johnson. Philip. He played Philip.
Yeah,
he's a wonderful actor. Really hot guy. We have Don't we have wonderful hot guys on the show, ladies?
All your sons.
I know. All your sons and your co-stars as well.
Exactly.
How many children do you have? I didn't even think to ask that question.
See, Ian, these are the questions you should ask before you get
into... been with so many hot guys. I'm telling you.
From a long line.
How many children do you have?
How many what?
Children,
she has a lot. She has as many as Stefano does.
See, I do have a lot. Wait, how many do I have? Six.
Until you forgot about.
I have a lot.
You just own two of them, Kate.
I have a lot of children, and you're always, you know, that's the thing. You can always get more because I did.
Right.
Two extra ones that arrived as twins.
So
think positively because you might have an entire family there that you don't know about. The more children, the merrier.
Exactly. How great is that?
Yeah.
The holidays are much more fun.
Yeah, six. So maybe one of them, well, we'll see.
I wonder, yeah.
This is something you should really ask before you jump into bed with someone, Ian. Just thought I'd mention that, you know. But maybe you should find out just how many kids he actually has.
I never thought about it until now.
But then that goes the other way. Apparently you have kids you don't know about either. So
exactly.
There you go. That's true. I could have asked. Well, okay. We'll find out.
No.
We're going to find out.
Oh, she might not. She's trying not to say something there, I think.
I know I am. But right there.
Oh.
We'll have to.
Yeah, we shall see.
That must be hard. It must be hard sometimes when you get the scripts and you don't know the context or the history and you're trying to be like, okay, should I be, like, really hot for him right now or should I, you know, I mean, that's got to be a challenge sometimes, I'm sure. But it's nice for us to see how things are unfolding and we'll just hope that it, we just hope
I think kind of generally that you always want to have chemistry with everyone. Just in case.
Yeah, I agree.
And some actors do, yeah. With both of you,
and you
chemistry
both
with
do.
Anybody.
You both do, from what I've seen from current and past. So we're very lucky to have both of you on here.
Oh, thank you.
We have another caller who wants to take that real quick here. Hi, Nellie.
Hi.
You're on with Ian and Lauren.
Wonderful. Hi, Lauren. Hi, Ian. So nice
Hello.
Of you to take
How
time
are you?
Out of your schedules to talk to your humble fans.
Hello. Thank you for calling in.
Of course. First of all, Lauren, I've been watching you for years. I've grown up with Days of Our Lives, and it was always a constant since the good old Betamax video recorders in my home.
Wow. I remember those. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And it was so nice to have finally met you when you came to the Day of Days event. And this year, I shouldn't say this year, I guess last November, you were so missed.
Oh, thank you.
It wasn't the same without you. And I wanted to say thank you because I had tweeted you, because I heard a rumor that you weren't going to be there, and I tweeted you. And I was just so tickled that you had written back so quickly. So thank you for taking time out of your family life to respond to your fans.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for telling me that. I was really, it was the first time I had missed it, and I missed being there too. It was just something, I had a previous engagement I could not, family, wedding. I'm sorry I wasn't there, and if they're doing it again this year, I plan on being there. So thank you for bringing
me. Well, it'll be such a joy to see you again. Those, when they started the Day of Days events, I think it was just such an amazing way to connect with the fans because, you know, of course, I'm sure you're used to everyone calling you Kate, but it's so nice to get to know Lauren.
Well,
so
thank
it was
you.
Great.
I answered both. So.
I wanted to ask you, Kate, two questions. First, how much of an influence do you have on Kate's sense of style? Because, of course, I've, seen you at the past Day of Days events, and I love, you're just so cutting edge. Do you bring that, or do you have any influence or input on the wardrobe that Kate wears?
Yes. I mean, I do, as it has evolved. Actually, in when I was in university, I studied costume design. I started out as a costume designer, and I have a great love of costume and fashion. And when I started on the show, I mean, I did have a lot of suggestions to the character, and Richard Lohr, who was the costume designer then, was fabulous about really working on the wardrobe and in terms of character, and we developed this look, and actually her look really has evolved, and I really, I believe in that of the costume supporting the transitions and the character and all of that. So and now we have Jane Kehoe as our costume designer, and she's wonderful too, and we'll discuss the shows and what's happening with Kate, and certainly the clothing will reflect what's going on with her emotionally and in the story, and I really kind of love it. I love doing it, and there is definitely a bit of Lauren in Kate's wardrobe too. I mean, I'm not going to say that. When you play a character so long, that does happen. But thank you for asking, because, yeah, I do enjoy doing that.
Oh, I love it. I mean, I'm a psychologist. I'm not in the corporate world, but I just kind of live vicariously through Kate.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I love it. And I think, oh, my gosh, I mean, to be sophisticated and sexy and be taken seriously, I mean, it's you stand for so many things as her character. It's I'm really loving her jewelry and, the way that she pairs outfits. It's just, it's stunning.
Thank
You're
you.
A beautiful
really,
person,
really
so I'm sure it's not hard, but you bring so much exquisiteness to this character.
Oh, thank you so much. And I really do appreciate that, because I really do enjoy that part of the character. I mean, I definitely, definitely do. And there's even been times when Kate has not been doing as much in story, and I still will delight in the fact that we get to dress her and have fun with that. And we'll even joke about during different periods of the story and of her life when she was, our codes will be, she's in her vampire stage now or whatever, codes like that. So it really is fun for me to do and creative. So thank you for appreciating it.
Of course. I also wanted to ask you, I'm a friend of Lisa Rinna's, and I wanted to ask you, what is it like having her, I know she's tickled, to be back in the show. I wanted to ask you, what do you think of that potential storyline there with Lisa Rinna's character and Sean Christian's character?
I know.
I love how they're tiptoeing around that and teasing the audience.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. I caught that. I saw that. I was going through, you know, I had DVR the episodes, and they looked wonderful together. And, I mean, it would be really interesting. I love that they wrote that scene where Kate, you know, saw that something was going on there and was like, on top of it. Like, no way this is going to happen. Yeah, I think there would be that'd be a great story. And,
yeah, I mean, this is, bless his heart, for Daniel Jonas, it'll be, you know, just three generations.
I know. And I think Kate definitely brought that up immediately. I mean, there's so much potential drama with that situation.
Would that be called a fry sexta?
I know, seriously. I mean, I love having her on the show, and I love how they've written the relationship, because I think it's evolved to a more mature relationship than it was, say, in the past. And, you know, they're still mother and daughter, but they're really there for each other, too. They have a friendship as women that I really like. I feel like this Billy is really a more supportive Billy, and I really like the way the relationship is being written right now.
You know, I have to give it to Marlene and the rest. I mean, this new, I call it Days 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful, and, you know, for folks like me who, you know, are going on 30 years of watching Days, this is fantastic, just to see new faces, you know, Deidre and Drake, and, of course, my friend Pat's back, and it's really nice.
Oh.
I mean, it's just,
thank
it kind of makes me feel like this is, you know, this is the Days that I remember. So the writers are just, they're brilliant.
Well, thank you. Ian?
Hello. Yes, I'm listening.
I do have a question for Ian. Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
Welcome welcome to the Days, and I'm sure all of the fans are embracing you and the storyline, and really enjoyed your storyline today.
Yes, thank you. They are. Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, Ian, what do you think of your character kind of taking on Salem's villain? You know, Joe Mescalo just has brought so much strength, and, you know, we love to hate Stefano. What do you kind of think of that potential, you know, sort of in some way, after last Friday and some of today, kind of have stolen his other half, so to speak, or rekindled her flames of her heart? So,
Or perhaps stolen his thunder.
Right.
I'm up for the challenge.
I don't doubt that. With your cane, you know, you are a bit intimidating.
Walking stick.
I think there's kind of, interestingly enough, there's kind of reasons for everything, and I'm not daunted by the task. I just think it makes for a great story. So,
Yes. Do you see kind of Ian's character as evolving into possibly maybe a bit of a challenge for Salem's newest villain spot, maybe?
Well, the least I can hope for is that he stays alive, like, for like long enough to.
Maybe you'd like to give Joe Mescalo a run for his money, huh?
Absolutely, I would, yes.
Oh, well, I tell you, as fans, we're looking forward to it, because there is such a mystery, and, you know, you have us on the edge of our seat, like the other callers, just kind of questioning, so has he fathered any children? And then there's this interesting dynamic with you and Chandler Massey's character, because the first time that they saw each other in the Horton Town Square, it made me stop. I actually had to watch that part of the DVR again, because I thought, oh, that's interesting, because you had made a comment, something like, you know, we'll be seeing more of each other, and I thought, oh, that's interesting.
That was interesting.
Yeah,
how does he know him?
We discussed that, and we're like, well, what does that mean? But then I think Ian had invested in the coffee shop or something. But yes. Also, it was a very kind of obscure and very interesting comment. I do agree.
Yeah, it was, you know, it makes you, and that's one of the things that I like about this, the new writing for Days. It really makes me kind of stop and go, so long after the DVR has been shut off, in my mind, I'm still kind of still watching the show.
That's wonderful. That's really wonderful.
You know, just thinking, oh, my gosh, at some point I think I'm going to have to come up with a Salem family tree.
I'd love to see that because I'm still trying to figure out. Every time I kind of – I forget everybody's related. It's like so bizarre. I have to actually
–
I requested a family tree, but I don't know who – it seems to me that there's like several – Bradys or Blacks or like, and I'm like, who are these people? Like, do you know each other? Like, no, we're like related. So,
well, I figure, you know, I'm going to start one now and then maybe color code it and create dotted lines and solid lines. And maybe by November at the next day of Days, Ian, I can share it with you.
I'd love that. I would love that. Please do that.
I would put it in pencil, though, because it seems to change a lot.
That's true.
Oh, constantly changes.
DNA tests can be altered very easily in Salem.
Histories can be changed very easily.
That's right. But I think that would really help. I think maybe in the bag of goodies they could include that kind of family tree so all the fans can keep it straight.
I like that. That's a good suggestion.
That'd be cool, actually. I think other shows have done that, so it'd be really nice to see that. I'd love to see that.
Well, I just wanted to just take a moment and say thank you for coming into the living room. It's, you know, these are tough times that we're living in. I've got some patients with very difficult lives, and it sometimes you get pulled into that during the day. And so the two of you and your colleagues provide a wonderful relief for me at night when I turn on the DVR. Brilliant acting.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And it's just it's wonderful. It's something that I really look forward to coming home to and watching. And thank you for being on Twitter. And thank you, Lauren, for responding to me. I still just get, you know, tickled.
What's your what's your name on Twitter?
I'm Nellie in LA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's really nice to know that, you know, this is not your be all end all of your life. You have a lot going on the farm, as you say.
Yes.
So, you know, it's nice to see just how engaging you are with your fans, and I know that it makes a difference.
Thank you.
Thank you,
people feel really connected.
Thank you. I'm so glad, and that's what. You know, it's so funny because it was just, remember, it was on this show that I got talked into doing Twitter.
That's right.
As did I. Thank you, Lauren.
Yes, that's right. And Ian is
so glad
how fantastic is he on Twitter? Mm-hmm. Can you believe it?
We love Ian on Twitter, I got to say.
I know.
Oh, yes.
It was a little hard to find Ian, yet he threw us off. Well, he threw me off with the kilt. I had to think about it for a second.
I know. Me too.
Yes.
But I was so, and I did kind of snag him, but still, look, it's fantastic. You were so good on Twitter, Ian.
Look at me go, like a Twitter
I know.
Mania.
I was like, I was a little giddy, I have to say.
At the last day of Days event, at the end of the event, I'm not sure for all your callers who are listening who hopefully one day will have the privilege of coming to our local event here in Los Angeles, there was a Q&A with the cast. And so someone had asked the question of Drake Hogeston, if we buy you a phone, would you please come on Twitter?
Oh, God.
And
oh,
I thought, wow, you know, some folks are just really missing out.
I don't know if it's a misconception of it, but to me, I mean, I was not going to do it either, and I'm so glad that I was talked into it because it really is kind of delightful. It's kind of fun and informative, and I really love the way that people get to communicate, and really that's what this is all about. So,
right, and you know, the good thing about Twitter is you can really control.
Yes.
The amount that you're on or how much you choose to respond or disclose or what have you. But I was telling Pat, you know, just no tweeting and driving.
Definitely. Absolutely. That's cool.
Which he's guilty of. I said, outside of that, it's just, it's really nice to see that. So a long overdue welcome to Days, Ian. Welcome to Twitter.
Thank you.
And,
Thank you,
Lauren, year after year, your stunning beauty is amazing. You're a beautiful person inside and out, and I so look forward to another event this November.
Oh, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you so much for taking the time to take my call.
Thank you. Thank you, Nellie. Nice talking to you.
Thanks for calling.
Of course. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes, Lauren, you do have certain powers of persuasion of getting people on Twitter. I think Brian said you held a gun to his head, but you didn't actually do that, did you?
I feel really badly. Also, it was so funny because Allie and I do feel like we almost had him kind of got kidnapped in my dressing room. Like, here, we're going to set up your account right now. Where's your phone? And then I was literally kind of cornering him for a while because he didn't have a photo up so I could, like, take photos. And I thought, okay, now I have to stop. Mm-hmm. He has his Twitter account up. Now he's going to do it. But Ian was like, are you kidding me? He's like, totally. Wonderful.
I was a little hesitant, but then I have no regrets at all.
No, it's kind of...
No.
No, it's fun.
I keep watching the followers, like, you know, the followers, like, the number increase, I feel like I'm watching my bank account for some reason. It gives me the same kind of, like...
It's like you're doing a self-esteem boost, huh?
Yeah.
It is, and then when one drops, it's like, wait a minute.
Well, one did drop on Friday. It was so funny. Like, I got to, like... which is very low compared to other people, but I got to 1,500, and I was like, wow, 1,500. And then it dropped to 1,499, and I was like, what was that about? I was like,
I'm
really?
Not mad at you.
Really? Like, what?
What
I noticed.
What did he say?
I didn't know what to say.
Like,
I was like,
it creates a whole new level of paranoia and psychological.
No, I assumed
torture.
It was Gomez Golo, so I just like I let it go very quickly.
He's not on Twitter.
Yeah.
No. Well, sometimes they have those spam things that come on and then they go off. So it's nothing.
They're so funny. Some of those are very funny.
We definitely enjoy. Just let us know if we get too naughty. I mean, because we would never want to get too naughty with you.
Oh.
That's for
Ooh.
Sure.
Oh, well, how would we know this?
I'm not
you
sure
could
that
never get
possible.
Too naughty. Come on, Anna.
Not us.
Come on, Anna.
How naughty would that be?
Well, no, exactly. I'm wondering. Like,
I'm so intrigued.
In my head right now.
I have a feeling it could be very, very naughty.
It's fun when we see you two tweeting to each other. We enjoy that a lot. Oh, and speaking of, I don't know why this made me think of this, but you, Ian, you really need to shoot Kate that sexy smile more often. It's really nice. Really enjoy it. Just wanted to let you know.
Yeah.
Definitely need to throw that in more.
I should. I'll remember that because I mean that is entirely up to me.
Yes, it's very endearing, and you know you'd probably like it'd be really effective with Kate. I think it would work well for Ian to do that. I know it works for us.
It does kind of melt your heart. There's no doubt about it. You do
it
have
does.
A great
smile. There's something about it when he smiles. Not when he's being sinister, then you're scared. But like when he's giving you that really
I know.
Sweet
all of a sudden
smile,
it's like,
he has great expression.
You just
kind
of go.
Well, I think you're going to like these scenes that are coming up in the Demira Mansion because I think there are some tender moments. I would like that. And he's actually out of his suit. Do you remember that sexy black, that sweater that you wore with the black?
Yeah, the cardigan with the leather. That was kind of interesting because I think that was supposed to tie in with your like fingerless leather glove. as I like to say, my kitten intermittens.
I think
that was supposed to be kind of a little reflection on that, like He put on his leather and came to visit Kate.
Yeah. Very
he needs his own leather glove, too. Or anything leather, I don't know, whatever.
Now, when you watch these scenes, you're going to have so much stuff going on in your mind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have a question for you, Ian, and the girl, and brought up your Twitter account and your signature, you know, your Kill Trip USA.
Yeah.
I noticed somebody on there asked you if there was a story behind that, and you answered to them someday.
There is a
story. So it's today, someday?
Well, you know, I think it's very funny. There's a lady called, a Scottish lady called Elsie Stumeyer, who lives in Petaluma, California, and she is the number one kilt maker in the States. And when I would go up to, I'd go up often to Fresno for the Scottish Highland Games, and I met Elsie many, many years ago, and she said to me, you know, I make kilts, and I'm going to make you a kilt. And I was like, well, great. So I went the next year, and I was like, hey, Elsie, and she said, like, oh, how are you? And, you know, I'm still going to make you a kilt. And 3 years later, I go up there, and she goes, like, I said, Elsie, where's my kilt? And she said, you'll never believe it, but I got bitten on my knuckles by bees, and I got bee stings, and I haven't been able to sew for, like, 3 months. And I looked at her, and I said, right. And she said, don't you lay a kilt trip on me. That's where the name came from.
A kilt trip. Oh.
And I still have not, she still has not made me a kilt, by the way.
Really?
No.
Well, see, now, that's really interesting because I ordered a kilt for my son.
From Elsie Stumeyer?
No, I didn't. I came all the way from Scotland, all right?
Oh, okay.
Because I went the whole route. Do you know it took me, I ordered it, I paid for it, and 2 years later,
oh my god!
So maybe that's the nature of this kilt thing. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was just like, okay, I'm never going to get this. Forget it. I got ripped off, whatever. But it was 2 years later, and it was beautiful. I mean, it's extraordinary. I can give you the name. But
did it fit him when it came, though?
It did. It fit him, and it was beautiful. But it just amazed me that it really took that long.
They're made by hand, though. They have all
It was totally made by hand, and it was exquisite. But it wasn't even like, it was just like kind of a matter of course. You order it, and that 2 years later, you get it.
Yeah. Well,
you're telling me you don't own a kilt? Do you have a kilt?
Do I have a kilt now?
Yeah.
I actually don't have a kilt now. No, I don't.
Oh.
I think
we'd be seeing one on days soon.
Oh, okay.
I know. I think they've kind of. I think it's going to be a plaidless environment. I think they've kind of ruled out like any kind of tartan or plaid or.
Mm.
It was national. It was actually National Tartan Day 3 days ago. I did wear my plaid. My plaid.
Oh, okay.
Plaid tie. I wore my plaid tie.
Okay,
do you have a family plaid for your room?
Do you have a family color?
Yeah, I've got Buchanan, which is the kind of the orange and the yellow and the red and the green, with the very kind of a bright one. And also I have Henderson, which is kind of a little more muted. So.
Oh.
Yes.
That's an interesting story. Thanks for sharing that.
Well, that is the kilt, that's where Kilt Trip comes from. But Elsie Stumeyer is alive and well, still making kilts in Petaluma, just not for me.
Oh.
You maybe now you'll get it.
I wonder. I wonder.
Oh. Well, we have a caller on the line here that we want to bring in real quick. Tricia?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Tricia.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Tricia, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Trisha's one of the naughty tweeters.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, of course, yes, I know. I recognize your, not your voice, but your name.
Yeah, I'm not as naughty as Anna.
Oh.
To me, the naughty, naughty one.
Anna is getting has quite a reputation, I should say.
Oh. Well, I just wanted to say that I'm really enjoying the Kate and Ian scenes. that you guys are doing.
Well, thank you.
And I know, like, with these scenes that we just saw, Kate was, like, in a vulnerable place because of Stefano and him not communicating and all that. But Ian must have a pretty strong pull on her, too, because isn't this the first time that Kate has knowingly ever cheated?
That's an excellent point. That's a really good point. Yes.
Indeed. Is it the first time?
It is, yes.
Because she came close with Nicholas, but they never really did.
Yes. Actually, this is a huge point, Anne, because she years ago, she was sorely tempted. She was with Victor Kiriakis and had one of the hottest men ever into her life and pursue her. And
throwing
she,
himself at her.
Oh, my God.
Night.
And she had multiple fantasies about it.
Multiple flashbacks?
Very steamy
they were. No, because she never did anything, but she would always have these fantasies. She would fantasize about what she was going to do with him, and yet she never did it. No, she wasn't even married to Victor. It was weird.
I'm so glad we're doing this radio show because I'm discovering so much about you.
So much.
You're filling in so many blanks.
You've gotten quite a dangerous woman there on your hands, Ian.
I had no idea.
And it sounds like you've broken through the glass ceiling of infidelity with her because, you know.
That is a huge point, though. So it's that's huge. That's right. She never did that. So
yeah, because it was a huge thing that she never. It
That's
was
right.
a huge thing that she never cheated with Nicholas.
No, he's actually very, very loyal. Very
yes,
loyal.
Exactly.
Yes, so I'm thinking that that's why I'm so curious to find out what the past is between these two, because it has to be totally awesome.
Must be his walking stick is all I can think of.
But it is. I mean, it is a really good point, and I'm glad that you brought that up, Tricia, because I think people have to remember that when you're watching it. We've just been given a little bit of information. You've only seen a little, but those are wonderful clues there, like that one that really I think are symbolic of what is the potential in their relationship.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So thank
good
you
point,
for bringing it up.
Thanks. Did you have another question?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you called. No, that's good.
Thank you
I really
so much for calling.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Trish.
Take care.
Stay
bye.
Good night.
Yeah, you know, that is, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, Kate gets a bad rap sometimes. But, you know, obviously there's something really, there's some history there with her, you know, with Ian and Kate, or else this wouldn't have happened. So,
yes.
Very, very good clue there, I think.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and I kind of would like to think that, like, for Ian, it's probably because of the history and because of who Kate is, and it's not like a manipulative thing. I think it's more of a kind of a real thing for him.
Right.
Really?
I believe that. I mean, I definitely play it that way, so.
Yeah, I hope so. Listen to me. I hope so.
Yes. Well, and he does. And you do play it that way, Ian. I mean, you told me if you have something that you know you're holding back and it's really not that, I'm going to be really disappointed because it really does come across, you know.
Right. If I have something up my sleeve and it's
really
not my stick.
Or not just your stick.
Not just my stick.
There's more to it than just your stick.
There's more of it to him than just his stick, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the thing is, you're so wonderfully mysterious that there's so many possibilities and so many interpretations, you know. So I think that really is the beauty of what you're doing because it is. I mean, it's mysterious and it's scary, but then there's those glimpses of this, of the humanity there, you know.
Well, I mean, but I think that's what makes, like, any, I mean, I, yes, thank you for saying that. But I think if you're going to be villainous, you want to see why the person is that way.
I totally agree.
Right.
I mean, you want
right.
to see where that comes from. You want
to
get a glimpse of whether
it
is just as, like, you know, you said, like, perhaps with his smile, it's like in that smile you see the child. You see, like, where this person came from.
There's a vulnerability. I feel like you always sense that. And there's a scene.
And
I mean,
Kate brings that
away,
out.
But in the Dimera Mansion, in, like, the after scenes, the afterglow scenes.
The afterglow?
Yes, afterglow. When you come after me. There is a moment where you, do you remember when you were exiting and you kind of put your hand up to my cheek and there was a kid. I mean, it was just, and that was, you know, you did that. And it was, that was one of those wonderful moments, I think, that you really sense that there's something between these two.
Absolutely,
you know, they definitely affect each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I believe that.
I hope so. See, I believe it too. I'm going to
believe that.
You have
well,
us believe
those
it.
Scenes,
so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very much.
Well, those scenes last week, where, or a week and a half ago, where they were after that dinner that Ian coordinated. I mean, just holding her hand, she got breathless and ran away. So that tells you something right there.
That was great.
So, yeah, it really was. Again, it was back to that. I mean, we keep using the word soapy, but it's back to that stuff we love, you know, that, you know, here he is right there for her, swoops in, and he's like, look, I know you're in pain. I know you're hurting. And, like, let me hold your hand, you know, and then she gets breathless, you know. That's the stuff we love. I mean, that's the stuff that at least the people who followed soaps for all these years love. And
you
guys,
I think, I get, like, you know, there are, like, over the years in the shows that I've done, there are people that you work with, and they go, like, I'm not doing that way because it's so soapy. And I'm like, we're doing a soap.
Right.
We're playing romance. We're playing love.
That's,
we're playing drama.
Exactly.
We're playing deceit. We're playing manipulation. We're playing all these things. And it's like, it has to be, I mean, it's like, that's the great thing about, you've got to do it. You have to commit to it and just do it. And it's not like, you know, like, it's just such a wonderful thing to get to play, and you have to, like, play it, like, wholeheartedly, like, at every opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have to
just
fully commit to it.
You've got to fully commit to it. You have to just, you know, take the bull by the horns and just go for it. So.
Yeah.
And I think that is what makes it such a great genre, and I think it's the whole, if you're going to tell a story, then you might as well tell the story. Otherwise, you know, why bother? You got to tell the story, like all of it. You got to bring everything to it and And your heart has to be on your sleeve, and you have to really dig down deep and just bring up, like, something, like, wonderful every time you kind of
That scene that you were talking about, too, is that it was very simple. You know, and that's what, like, daytime dramas can do so well.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a simple story, but you can get very, very intimate. And I think the audience can believe that you're just eavesdropping on these people. That this
is happening. It's the great thing about, but isn't that the great, wonderful thing about, like, all, like, even if you've got the theater, it's like if you feel as if you've just dropped in on a private conversation. It's so wonderful.
Yes.
The wonderful thing about it.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like that's the goal. And I remember that scene, that moment, because I felt that's what we were doing, that it was that connected and that kind of just in the moment, this simple conversation. But once again, it's so full. It is full with that emotion, and you are committing to it. And I think that's what these types of shows do so beautifully. You know, it's not action adventure and all of that. I mean, it's really simple. It's simply about people.
And that's what soaps are all about, and that's why we can't let this genre die.
I know.
Yeah, this, you know, that's why we're so supporting this, you know, Days and the rest of them.
Thank you. And this is,
I mean, I grew up with that show. I've been watching it over 40 years, and it's just a part of me.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do if it would go off the air.
You know? Wow. So I just had Easter with Susan Flannery, who, of course, you must remember from Days.
Oh yeah,
oh, yes.
She played. Yeah, she played
Laura
Spencer. Laura Horton.
Yeah.
Laura Horton.
Horton, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The original Laura Horton, I think.
Right.
Maybe, I think.
Yeah, I think she was the original, yeah.
Yeah, she still watches Dave, which is lovely. She watches us, Lauren.
Really?
Oh, she's watching the show?
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she was so funny. She said to me yesterday, so like, what happened? Did you get her in the sack? I was like, what?
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. Well, you know, it's true. I mean, they are your shows. I mean, it's so, I grew up watching Wild.
My show, that's kind of like what we call it, my show or the story.
Absolutely.
My mother and I, you know. Yeah, the stories.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on that. Like I was in the supermarket earlier, and this lady said, "Oh, you're on my story." I was like, "Wow,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
yeah."
I'm on your story, and I'll tell your story. I'll like do my best to tell your story.
I know. Isn't that really basically what it is? You want
yep.
yes for the actors, you want to tell these stories. You're,
yep.
you're a storyteller.
Totally.
That's the reward, and I think actually what you're doing here and with the social media that we can maybe make this stick around longer, because it should. I mean, it's definitely, it was seriously a storytelling
yes.
around the thousand.
And I think what's amazing is having contact with the actors and
true.
Yourself on Twitter. Like 20, 30 years ago, like when my mother or my cousins and all that were what, just like, oh, that was inconceivable, you know, that they could talk to the actors like that,
it's
like we can
like,
now.
To me, it's like a giant water cooler moment. Everyone's
yes.
right. So you'd watch a show, right. the next morning, everyone's discussing in the office or whatever. And that's
mm-hmm.
what I think the social media really is you can discuss it. You can discuss it on such in a huge way. I watch Boardwalk Empire, and I know at the season's finale this year, there's events that happen that shocked me. I mean, I was just, went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I got on Twitter for the first time to actually discuss a show that I'm a fan of, did my
hair. Okay, yeah.
It was so funny, and it was fun. It was fun to just read mm-hmm. what other people were saying about this exact same moment and the show that had really bothered me. So, I mean, it's fun to do. It's a great way to interact, and anyway, thank you for doing this Beaver Goop, which is part of it.
Can we take another caller? Can you stay for a little bit?
Sure.
Yeah, to go.
Sure.
Okay, great. Okay, we've got Ashley.
Yes?
Hi, you're on with
hi.
Ian and Lauren.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Ashley.
I wanted to say that you guys are freaking awesome. Like,
freaking awesome,
yeah.
Did you say? Yeah, okay.
But you guys are, I mean, I just started watching Days, like, when I found out that Ian was getting on, because I used to watch him on GH.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then I was watching Kate and stuff, and I got really interested in the character, and went on YouTube and started watching videos of her, and your character rocks.
Thank
that's
you.
Nice.
Yay!
She does. Of course she does.
That is so cool, though. I mean, this is very huge that you came, because of seeing Ian on DH and
mm-hmm.
you're embracing the show. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm only 15 and I'm addicted to the show.
Great.
All right. See, isn't
it's
that
fun,
cool,
isn't
though?
It? It is.
Young?
You know, it's also
yeah.
wonderful that you can research the show and
mm-hmm.
go on YouTube and, you know, and find out about characters. I mean, that's a great phenomenon, too.
Mm-hmm.
It helps. I mean, years ago you wouldn't be able to do that. You'd have to,
right.
have to figure this out. But it's fun. It makes the whole thing fun.
Yeah. And I want to thank you guys for responding to me on Twitter. You guys have done it a few times. And
what's your name on Twitter?
Ashley Falconeri.
Oh.
Oh, right. Of course.
Yeah.
What is it?
Ashley Falconeri.
Oh,
you
great.
You did the shout-out on the Facebook page.
Yes.
This is Sherry. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And
aww.
Lauren retweeted.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you.
Yes. Thank you so much and for visiting the fan club page, too.
No problem at all. I was actually wondering, was Hope doing the Princess Gina storyline that I just, like, really, now I understand it. Will you or Ian have any, like, storylines with that? Like with Hope Brady or Bo Brady?
I'm not sure. I think not with the Princess Gina thing, because they're in
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering, like, the characters alone. I think we
as we like to say, we cross paths.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, we're around 3 months ahead right now for me.
Yeah.
I don't have much interaction in that.
Oh, okay.
But only in terms of my relation to Stefano and how Stefano is involved.
Yeah.
But you never know what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for, like, for talking in the Twitter response and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And as I said, Lauren, you're awesome, and Ian, you're amazing.
Thank you, Ashley. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling.
Yes.
No problem.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Well, that was cool.
She's really loving Kian and really been a big support. And you know, it tickles me when I hear I'm much older than 15. Of course, I started watching soaps at a young age, but it tickles me to see
right.
So much of the time it's about the story and the actors that are playing in the story that draw people, not the age. Somebody who's 12 or 15 or 20 doesn't necessarily want to see stories about people their age that are living that, you know?
Exactly.
And it's great,
right.
It's great that there are so many, you know, like high school and junior high and college-age kids that are really enjoying your
right.
work. And I just
no,
think
I totally agree with you. And I think that's a really important fact that these shows to remember. I mean, I know when I was a teenager, and if I'd turn on like a soap opera, they didn't have as many teenage characters, but you weren't interested in those because you're exactly right. I mean, you were already living that. It was seeing what, you know,
what's ahead. You want to see the next generation.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. So true. It's such a.
Want to see how people survive and
yeah.
You want
yeah.
to be a, you aspire to.
And plus, your characters are multidimensional. You know, they have more layers. They have more things that you can really be drawn into. So.
Yes, I agree.
We are.
Yes, you are. You have lots of layers.
We are, and I'm just speaking for myself.
That was a wonderful call. And it's lovely to hear about the crossover, too. You know, to be a huge fan of Ian, and then
yeah.
she follows him to our show. You know, and then gets
I love
show.
Hearing that.
Yeah,
oh,
I love hearing
fans
that.
Are loyal to their favorite actors, and wherever they go, you know, they'll follow them.
It's wonderful.
No matter what show they go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really great thing to hear.
Yeah. Cool. I think we're very lucky to have Ian on Days. It's
me too.
Nice. I mean, I was a big fan from the 80s. I used to watch GH in the 80s, and I was a big fan then, so I was very excited when I heard that you were coming on Days, Ian. So
I'm
very
you.
Excited, extra excited that you were going to be in a story with Lauren.
Yeah.
So
well, I was
we're...
too. And also, Susan Flannery like told me I should be excited if I was going to get to work with Lauren. So.
Oh.
But she kind of I was told you better like take care of that. You better look forward to that. You better be good with that girl.
I love Susan. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
For you ladies to know, I just have to tell you this fact about Susan. It's just when I was on Bold and Beautiful, and I gave birth to my first child, my son, and I was at Cedars-Sinai, which is right close to CBS, and you know, I'd only taken off like a week from work. I mean, I swear. I mean, I went to work on Friday, and I had my baby on Sunday. And my first person who was in my hospital room was Susan Flannery. Before my husband, it was just wonderful, and I'll never forget a wonderful moment, and it was just beautiful. It was a beautiful
moment. Yeah, she's great. She's
wonderful
lady.
Yeah. Miss her.
She sent her love.
Well, I always send it back.
Aww. Aww.
I know. There you go.
Well, we have, let me see, we have another caller. Thema, are you there?
Oh, Thema.
Oh, hi.
Hi,
you're on with Lauren and Ian.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, Lauren. Hello, Ian.
Hello,
hi.
Dana. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Thank
Where
you.
Are you?
I'm in Seattle, not
oh.
too far from you.
Yeah, great. Same time zone.
That's correct. That's good. Yep. So, anyway, I just wanted to stop in and say hello, and thank you guys for all of your wonderful work. I really enjoy watching the show, and I am really excited now, more than I ever used to be. I was starting to wonder what was going to happen with A's, but I think the worries are over. So I'm just really thrilled at all of the positive things that are going on and the response of the fans, because it is, it's a very important show. I started watching when I was 16, so I was listening to that young girl there and thinking, oh my gosh, I know exactly how she's so excited about discovering the gold mine, you know, and it's just, it's amazing. So thank you very much. You guys are really, Ian and Lauren, I'm really enjoying that storyline so much.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And, yeah, I'm trying to get my mom interested because she is a Bold and the Beautiful fan, and she is very disappointed now in the show and the writing there, and so I'm trying to see if I can't get her to get interested today's. So
yes, there you go. Well, just tell her that Margot is, you know, well, and what was the name of your character on Bold and Beautiful, Ian?
James.
There you go. See, so Margot and James are now over in Salem.
That's all right. I let her know about that, but I don't know what I have going to have to, what more I'm going to have to do to convince her. But anyway.
Well, you could maybe stop speaking to her until she dies.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm going to have to take some drastic measures. Is what I think I'm going to have to do. So
exactly.
I've already got my aunt hooked on the show, and she was quite busy in her younger years and never watched a soap opera a day in her life, and turned it on a couple years back, and I started watching it with her, and she got hooked. And
well,
she's a really big fan, and she has a hard time remembering characters' names at all the times, and then even remembering what the actors' names are. So a lot of times she comes up with nicknames for the characters so that she can remember who you are. So she calls Kate the Black Widow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I like
I'm
that.
I'm not sure if she's gotten a name for Ian yet. I'll have to ask her, but anyway.
Well, I mean, she's got, two choices. It's either Ian or Ian, so.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, that's fun. See, it's so much fun when you have a family watching a show together, because then you get to have fun with it that way.
That's the whole great thing about, I think, soap operas. People, start watching them because they watch them with their parents or with their caregiver or the person who raises them, and they watch them, and they're multi-generational.
That's true. They are. You're right.
Yeah, the great thing, and it brings up, people get to discuss stuff, and they get to root for people and be supportive of one, and it's, I think it's so amazing, it's so wonderful.
You make up nicknames.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's a couple nicknames too now that they do, like Boat and Lumi and all that.
True.
Safe.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Kian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I was tweeting, just because actually I was tweeting about the show and what's coming up, and I tried to mention as many, and I left out, was it Ejoli? That one,
I know, I just saw that today, that's funny.
I know.
Ejami.
That sounds like a disease, though.
That was a hard one for me. That was a hard one. I feel badly.
Ejami will love you.
Ejami, yeah, but
that was a good one.
Very funny.
I know, so I know. I did retweet that. I meant Ejoli, too, so.
Fan wars.
Fan wars.
Don't be without fan wars.
And then there's State too. State and
Cayman. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. State, Cayman. I mean, there.
Cayman.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Cayman.
Oh yeah.
That's
well,
right.
I did like Cayman romance.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm trying to think if there was ever a Victor Cate. I don't think there ever was.
It was EJ and
really
Cate too at one time.
That's
EJ.
EJ and Kate.
That's another relationship.
Discovered that.
Yeah, Ian, did you know that she had an affair with EJ? Yeah.
EJ, definitely. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I know. That's real.
All those Demiras.
That's kind of interesting.
You should have gotten to Salem a lot earlier, Ian.
Well, or else I should have started watching the show a lot sooner.
It's probably more fun this way.
Yeah, I think it is.
Slowly finding out, having it unfold, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yes, we like the word unfold.
Yeah,
I noticed that.
I love that. That's my favorite expression is tuck in the night, unfold the day.
Oh. Yes,
we really like
the unfolding part a lot more than the folding part, just for the record, you know.
Yeah exactly.
Oh. Well, we have Angela. Let's see. Let me bring in Angela real quick here. Hi, Angela.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hey. This is Anna. You're on with Lauren and Ian.
Hello, Angela.
Hi. How are you guys?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just excited to see that we've got so much Kate on.
Thank you. I am too.
Wow. I'd gotten really used to fast-forwarding, and I was like, holy crap, she's on air. I got to stop.
thank you. This has been so much fun and doing this story. I'm really, really enjoying it, so thank you.
Well, you know, Cassie and I watch it most of the time together, and she's like, Mom, we're actually going to watch the show?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oops. It's boring.
Well, so really, I think this is besides the fact that I'm getting to do it, which I love doing, but I think it is an interesting story. I think it's very intriguing, and you don't know all the answers, which I think makes you want to watch it more because you want to find out. You don't know what's going to happen, and that's why I think it's a compelling story. So I'm glad that you're enjoying it.
Well, right now, so many of the stories are predictable.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Sammy and EJ are going to fall back into bed. We know Lucas and Sammy are going to fall back into bed. But with you guys, we don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
That's the beauty of it.
But we don't know what Stefano is going to do to him. We don't know if
right.
they're going to end up together. We don't know if Ian's going to wind up in a shallow grave somewhere. You know, I mean, we don't know.
Cool. No, I think
I mean,
you're, bringing up,
hang out.
You're bringing up an important point because you don't want to know. You don't want to know what's going to happen. You want to be surprised. And I think there are a lot of surprises in this story.
Well, you know, Days has gotten pretty, I mean, we know Bo and Hope are going to be together. I mean, we know all of that, and you guys are like the wild card now. We don't know what Stefano's going to do. We don't know.
Exactly.
You like that wild card. I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you've always been a wild card. I mean, only you can see the respect of somebody and, you know, just die.
So true.
But normally
it's the best
they bring
way to
some...
be, I think. Just because there's so many possibilities. You know, Kate's capable, and I think it's true of Ian's character, too. They're really capable of anything. You know, they're characters that you really never know what they're going to do. And it's delightful to play that, so I hope that you do enjoy watching it, too.
Oh, all the time. I mean, I did want to know one thing, though. An idea I had the other day. Could it possibly come up that maybe Kate and Ian are still married and that would invalidate her marriage to Stefano?
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. I'm loving this. I love that the audience is finding so many
possibilities. It's very provocative. I'm not like...
It is provocative.
I can't even take credit for it. A guy at college, we were discussing Days, and he was talking about how much he loves Kate, and he goes, I bet you her and Ian are married, and that's going to be how she gets out of her marriage to Stefano. And I was like, wow, okay, that's kind of cool. I didn't think about it.
That's very interesting. I mean, it really is. We're going to have to tweet that.
Yeah.
But it's also a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, because they got to figure out a way to get her out. If that's where they're going, then they got to figure out a way to get her out. And that would be the easiest way. That way it's not her fault. She didn't know.
I like it when she's not completely at fault.
No, it's always someone else's fault. Now, come on.
Well, at least Heidi forced at the time.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
it
always.
I think that's, you know, because everyone
I mean, I have read where people have said, well, you know, this is unexplained and that's unexplained and this is so quick, you know, and this has happened so quickly, you know, and there's some truth to a lot of that, but also there it gives you the potential to really think about it and come up with different possibilities, which is, you know, what you and your friends have done. And I think that makes it enjoyable, and then the discussion continues.
Well, totally. I mean, life is like inexplicable, really.
Yeah.
We really don't know. We don't. I mean, there's so much that we never really know. So you have to think about it, and it makes. I mean, to be a critical thinker is like wonderful. So everybody thinks. We all think critically. So, you know, we create critically. So people get to think critically, which is wonderful, I think.
Well, and I think it's just easier for you guys because they don't have. You have history, but we don't have the whole history. We don't know what all it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. Just like they were talking earlier, you guys could have kids running around out there. It's Salem. You never know. But we don't know.
I think
that'd be lovely. I think that'd be wonderful.
I know.
Yeah, it's
exciting.
Be a good new character.
I'm sorry?
I said, let's just hope it's at least a good character.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know.
The way I see it, they're all good. They just have days, but
there are no
bad
darker
days than others. But
well, I actually met one with an interesting storyline, not a bad actor, just a good storyline.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Me too. We're all on board with that.
Yeah, all for that.
Good. I wanted to say I'm actually interested in it again, which has been a long time, and. I'm watching more of it now than I have in the last several years. So,
oh,
and Lord knows I watch these forever. So,
wow, thank you, Angela.
No problem. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Sue.
Bye.
Bye, Sue.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
that's funny. Hello? Okay, sorry. Technical issues again, sorry. You know, I don't know, it's nice because I've been seeing that a lot lately, that more people are watching. I mean, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but I've seen people saying, I'm finally watching again on a regular basis. You know, I'm really tuning in right now and stuff. So, and I think a lot of that's to your story and what you guys are doing. I think people are really trying to figure out what all's going on, and it's you know, I just thought it was cool that I'm seeing that feedback out there.
No, I've seen some of that too, and I think it is important that you actually need to tune in, because if you don't, you're going to miss something. I mean, if you didn't tune in this week, you wouldn't see this development in this relationship, and you'd have no, you know, you'd go and tune in the following week, you'd have no idea of what went on. So. And there are things happening that are not predictable, and like Ian said, provocative things and things that get people talking, and I think that's so things are looking up in terms of the show in that way. I mean, it's a great thing to hear people saying that they're, you know, watching the show.
Well, I have seen that quite a bit lately. So you guys are doing a good job there, and we all want the show to stay on the air, and we want it to thrive. And so you two are definitely doing your part. Let's put it that way.
Definitely.
Thank you.
I had a quick question for out of my own curiosity. I had asked Ian on a previous chat just about when you go home to Scotland. What are some of the favorite places you like to go to when you go home to visit?
You know, I like Glasgow, the city of Glasgow, and I like the city of Edinburgh. I love to go to Edinburgh Castle,
I love that place.
Which I'd go to, like, when I was a child, I go all the time. In fact, I had a friend who was, there's a hospital there, and my friend's father was stationed there, and my friend was born in Edinburgh Castle, which always like infuriated me that I was not born in Edinburgh Castle. I love Hollywood Palace. I just love. I mean, I love the history of Scotland, and I kind of am. I mean, the whole. I love the whole country, but I obviously love here more because I live here. So, but Scotland is a nice place to visit, but not. It's not a place I would care to live in again.
Yeah, it's been many, many years, but I've been to Edinburgh Castle, and it's a very neat place to go. If anyone's ever over there, it's a beautiful area and very interesting history and a very rich history. So.
Yeah.
And Lauren, what about you, Lauren, when you go home to visit, what are your favorite places to go to? Like, you know, favorite restaurant or favorite places to hang out or whatever when you go home to visit your family?
Well, they live on Cape Cod now, so it's just, you know, it's a beautiful...
It's so beautiful, Cape Cod.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area, and, you know, we like to... There's just a beautiful shoreline there, and I like to go in the summer because everything's kind of green, and, you know, we spend a lot of time actually doing that, going to the beaches there. I love Provincetown, and I love going to Boston. I was born in Boston.
I love Boston, too.
It's a great city. But I kind of feel the same way. I mean, I really love New England. I actually grew up in Newport, Rhode Island, and I love Newport, Rhode Island. I haven't been back for a long time. But as much as I like to go back and visit, I really love California. I love this stuff. I really do love it here, and I remember even as a child seeing a photograph of Big Sur and thinking that is the most beautiful place. I want to live there. I want to go to California, and I ended up here.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's neat. Well, when the rest of us are having bad winters, which this year, fortunately, we didn't. It's really, we all wish we lived in California.
Yes.
Well, I know we probably have to wrap up here in a minute. You guys have been so generous with your time, and probably have dinner cooking or something. Taking up a couple hours here. But did anyone else here on the call have anything they wanted to ask or add?
I just wanted to tell Lauren and Ian that they're doing a great job. This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry. How are you, honey?
Hi. I miss you.
I miss you, too.
Oh, my goodness. You people are all friends. How lucky.
Yeah.
I'm lucky. We're lucky. You guys are.
Yeah, you're lucky, and we're lucky, too. How lovely.
We are lucky, too. I mean, I know. Sherry, how long have we known each other now?
12 years.
I know.
It's summer.
Wow. It's really
12 years in June.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. When I came to your first event with Victor Webster.
That's right. That was the hump we were talking about, Victor Webster.
I almost passed out.
I know.
I was so scared. I know. That was unbelievable.
Know.
It was so scary. But now it's like, why was I so nervous? You know, but it's been great. I've watched the show, like, most of my life. So... I'm 43. I think I've watched it since I was like 7. So,
wow.
I watch it every day, every scene. So,
Sherry runs a fan page too for me on Facebook, and it's just really cool.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I think I liked that. Didn't I like that?
Did you like that?
I think I liked it.
You better have liked it.
Well, now Sherry's here on the line.
I think I
did.
I think I liked it. I think I've been, since you seduced me onto Twitter, I've been kind of tweeting and liking everything in sight, so.
We like that in
a yes. Yeah, I've just been, like, very pliable, I must say. Complacent. No, not complacent. Passionate.
It's just easy. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't resist. I really don't resist much. So maybe.
Ian's just a social network animal now.
I am.
We love it.
He always makes you laugh. Does he make you laugh? I love it.
Yes.
You always
definitely
make him smile. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and you guys are both so fun. Really, we've said it before, but you're both so fun on Twitter. I mean, you don't always have to be in a great mood. We love you either way, but it's always fun to play, and it's you guys are such great sports, and you make it that much more fun. It makes it that much more fun to play on there and you know and watch the show and everything. So we appreciate all of your interest in us as the fans and just supporting the show and doing a great job and can't say enough about it. You guys are both class acts and really cool people too, from what I understand.
I agree with you when it comes to Lauren. She's like very cool.
Aww.
I feel very blessed that I get to work with somebody who's I've been very blessed all through my career. There's always like some great actress that I get to kind of connect with, whether it's like Finola or Susan and now Lauren, and it makes me very, very happy.
Aww.
But I haven't lost my touch. I haven't lost my touch. So.
Yeah. Huh? I love being included in that company. That's fantastic. And you know that I feel the same way about you. This is a gift to work with you. So.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Aww.
We get to do it on Friday.
We do. I think, yeah, we get to be, I think, a little devious on Friday, I believe.
We'll have a smile.
Devious.
Yeah,
let's,
tomorrow should
say,
be very...
Enough to say we're both still alive on Friday.
I know.
Don't think it's too much.
Oh, my gosh. There we go back to that. Oh. Well, hopefully we'll be there on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. We're hoping you're doing it or something on Friday.
We are.
Keep us posted, right?
We will. Well, and thank you for interacting, because we feel the same way. I mean, it's wonderful when to get to act with the audience, with people who are watching, and it's great. I think it's so much fun to hear people's ideas and it just generally to get to interact like this is just a pleasure. So
I agree.
Yeah.
It makes it all even more worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Aww.
I agree. I totally agree.
Well, thank you so much. Have a good evening. And we'll cherish this time.
Thank you.
We truly cherish the time you've given us, and we'll be watching tomorrow for the flashback.
Thank you, Lauren and Ian.
This is the first
time Lauren and I have spoken outside of Salem, so I look forward to seeing you in a couple of days.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Both of you. Again. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Oh, hang on. We're still going, but I just want to make sure we get... Okay, let's see. They were so sweet, weren't they? Aw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just so nice of them to call and they're still there.